Hello, everyone. In today's episode, we talk about what to do when you get injured outside of your workouts, and should you quit, should you stay, and why. Please enjoy.
Welcome to the Perfect Workout Podcast, where fitness meets simplicity. I'm Kyle Recchia, CEO of the Perfect Workout. I'm joined by Jim Keane, our director of training. We hope you enjoy today's episode. Welcome back, everyone. Here we are, episode something.
Something else.
Yeah, I'm excited. This is a really good one because one of the most common reasons people take a break from strength training with the Perfect Workout or even quit strength training with the Perfect Workout is due to training with injuries. They have an injury pop up. It can be a really common injury like ankle issues, etc. Or they have a surgery coming up and so their doctor says, hey, you shouldn't be strength training. You know, when it comes to injuries, when it comes to surgeries, things like that, I think standard doctor advice of, I don't know what you're doing with exercise, but you should stop, is probably sound advice, considering what most people do for exercise.
They go exercise, yeah.
That's right. We're a little different here, right? It's kind of interesting. A lot of times people say, I need to take a break, and then they go do physical therapy. So on this hand, you have, I'm injured. I need to stop exercising and strength training. And then the other end of the spectrum, but I should go do physical therapy. The question is, what's the difference? What is physical therapy? And why is exercise and physical therapy so different in the minds of our members or physicians compared to what we do? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So first of all, let's just tackle this training with injuries. If somebody has an injury, do they need to stop strength training? Specifically, let's start with an easy example, maybe a rotator cuff issue. And if they don't, how would they strength train with us with that rotator cuff issue?
So you're exactly right. The way most strength training is performed, the doctor is right. You should probably stop hitting a tire with a sledgehammer. You should probably stop doing your Olympic lifts. Mm-hmm. You should probably stop going to a class and a boot camp and whatever. Definitely stop doing that. However, what is physical therapy? Physical therapy is contraction of muscle against resistance in a way that does not produce a further injury. Mm-hmm. So physical therapy often will limit the range of motion. Physical therapy will often limit the amount of force that the muscles are made to produce. Well, what do? Well, if we prescribe a very specific range of motion that can be adjusted and we are in tight control of the amount of force the muscles are made to produce. So what we do at the Perfect Workout is very, 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 very different than what most people would think of when they think strength training, like the examples I mentioned. And also what we do here at the Perfect Workout is precisely the definition of physical therapy. And it can be enhanced and goosed up to give more of an exercise effect. But for those who have become injured outside of the studio, there's that fork in the road. Well, I got injured, so I should quit. No, you got injured, so it's more important than ever that you come in and continue your workouts. Excuse me. And so in those circumstances where you've become injured outside the studio, like the rotator cuff example, you can use the Perfect Workout less like an exercise program and more like physical therapy. And we have specific physical therapy protocols that we employ at the studios for those who have become injured. So in the case of that rotator cuff, it would be a limited range of motion for those movements that involved rotation around the shoulder. Mm. And we'd find a range of motion that did not produce any pain when force was applied, when contraction of the muscle was engaged. If that can't be accomplished, we have protocols that have no range of motion at all. Isometric protocols, static contractions, contractions against a non-moving resistance. In the case of our flagship studios, we can hold a weight motionless so that we're not undermining the joint in the process, but the muscles are doing work. In the FastFit studios, we can exert against a non-moving resistance by moving the machine to a specific point in space and then pressing against it at whatever angle does not cause pain, but still stimulates the muscles we're seeking to stimulate, the target muscles. And in that process, the downstream effects of the contraction will improve the healing process, will help the healing process. Strength training, contraction with muscle against resistance, is so good for healing that at every physical therapy clinic in the world, it is the first thing that they do. It's the very first thing that's recommended to help you heal after your surgery or after your injury. Let's contract the muscles against resistance. That's the first thing that happens. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do.
So let me give a personal example, and then you can explain a little bit what's going on with something I've experienced recently. But first, let's go back a little bit. So what we're talking about here is strength training at the Perfect Workout is really much more close to that physical therapy side of the spectrum than it would be this sort of broad exercise of the spectrum.
Right.
And the reason being, the force is low on the joints, the impact on the joints, the range of motion is more specific and also more controlled. And if range of motion is not something that is even possible because of that type of injury, we even do things like static, which is a standard physical therapy mechanism or treatment for what's going on.
Right.
And then if you can't do those things, if you can't do a full range of motion, if you can't do a shorter range of motion, if you can't do a static hold, let's get back to the rotator cuff. So my fourth son turned 4 years old the other day.
Nice.
And I went to rent one of those like little water slides, slip and slides.
Sweet.
Because it's really hot in Texas. And they didn't have any available. So then I'm on the site and this pop-up comes up and it's like 30 something foot water slide that's
nice.
Super extreme, biggest one ever. And I'm like, well, of course we have to do that.
Obviously.
Yeah. So we got it. It was a huge hit. The adults had as much fun as all the kids. Everybody's on it for hours. And of course, I got injured. I'm climbing up this little ladder and holding on this little rope. And I go to pick up one of my kids and I slip on the stairs and it yanks my right arm out and I kind of tweak my rotator cuff.
Yeah.
So nothing horrible. Thank goodness I don't need any sort of surgery. But what I did the other day, because a lot of things are kind of bothering it, is I decided to only train the left side of my body. And we've had members that have been in a situation like that before. I really cannot move the right side. I can't move my right leg.
Right.
I can't train with my right leg at all. Right. I just had surgery on my ankle. I can't use my right rotator cuff at all because I just had surgery on my rotator cuff. And so chest press, compound row, et cetera. And if I can't do that, I should just stop.
I just stop. Better
rest. Yeah. And can't do the static. And static again is, I would say most people are going to experience static at the Perfect Workout if they don't leave us based on their doctor's recommendation.
Right.
So can you explain a little bit some of the science or the mechanisms behind sort of, I don't even know what you call that, but training one side of the body and its impact on the other side of the body?
So there's several terms for it, but I think a great way to understand it is there's a term, neuromuscular crosstalk, which is like a literal description of what's happening. It has been found that for people who are immobilized on one side of their body, whether that's from palsy or some sort of neurological issue, or whether it's from an injury. I twisted my right knee and now I can't use my right leg in the leg press. I should just quit. I should just come back when both legs are equally healthy. And the answer is no. It turns out that when you exercise the opposite limb, unilateral contraction of muscle with the healthy side, it actually does two things. One, it improves the strength of the non-exercising side, which is weird. And the second thing it does is it speeds the recovery compared to that same scenario, but you don't do the exercise. So there are systemic effects, things that are released by the working side. So there's compounds, these molecules called myokines. And the easiest way to understand that is they're also chemical messengers. They are released from active muscle tissue in proportion to the quality of the contraction of that tissue. So they travel throughout the entire circulation, throughout the entire body, even crossing into the brain, and have effects on those tissues. So if my right leg, if that dog ain't gonna hunt, I can still work my left leg, and my right leg can receive benefit later on by interacting with those myokines that were released from the left leg.
Wow.
So you can test people and have them get stronger in muscles they're not even working as a result of the working of the opposite side. And there's a lot of explanation about this and right brain, left side, right side. And there's this crosstalk that the body gets better at innervating motor units of muscles that aren't even working.
I've always wondered why we don't have, as humans, we're not all walking around with massive dominant sides of the body.
Right.
And think, you know, super atrophied non-dominant sides of the body.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons why it wants to maintain homeostasis. So it won't let you get only strong in the side that you're working and completely neglect this healing injured side. So it turns out when one limb is immobilized, it's even more important to keep showing up, to keep contracting the limb that still works exactly for that purpose so that you can work one side to benefit the other. And then the healing process is faster. And then as a result, you can get back to training faster with that side that was immobilized or was injured. So it's definitely a scenario, it's like a phenomenon that has been noticed is a great way of putting it.
Yeah. Yeah. Observe there. That is awesome. Okay. So let's just kind of wrap this one up here with if you have experienced an injury, if you have put off a surgery for some time and you're at a place in your life where you're ready to have that surgery, that's fantastic. If you're talking to your physician and your physician says, hey, you should stop exercising, your physician is probably right. You should take their advice. You know, we're not doctors here. But it's really, really good to remind your physician what exactly you're doing at the perfect workout,
right,
and how we strength train people, and to let your trainer know, this is what I'm working with, because, and a lot of people do not know this, we have a lot of protocols for injuries, for surgery recovery. Mm-hmm. And that can include the full spectrum, whether it's a decreased range of motion or a static press, or even just training the other side of the body or the upper body versus the lower body. These, just like all of our episodes, come back to that simple story of strength training with the right stimulus is still going to have the impact that you need on your body to increase that healing period, et cetera.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anything I missed there?
I think that pretty much has it. It's just the basic message, like you were saying, life happens. Mm. And when it does, the first thought you have is, I should stop any sort of physical exertion. But this is the opposite,
right,
of what you should be doing. In fact, it's even more important that you continue going to your workouts, where, you know, like if you're showing up at the perfect workout, we're stimulating the muscles without undermining the joints in the process. You should not stop that. Right. And you got a surgery coming up? Great. We'll do what's called prehab. We're going to get you as strong as we can before you go into the knife. Then after the 8 weeks of acute rehab that insurance will pay for and you go do that, great, fine. Come on back and we'll measure exactly how much weaker you are, mm-hmm, after the 8 weeks of not strength training. And then we can quantify the healing process, mm-hmm, build you back up. So no matter what your scenario is, strength training is essential.
And it's worth mentioning, again, we'll get into this in another episode, but so for me, for example, I'm going to keep training that left side for a few weeks. Then I'm going to get into some static. And once I feel better with that, I'll get into a limited range of motion and I'll be right back out to the full range of motion. But I won't have sacrificed all those hormonal impacts we talked about in a prior episode, the impact on my brain, my metabolism, my immune system. As we get older, the big fear, it's kind of like one of the common triggers as people age for the downhill slope on health is falling, mm-hmm, right? Because that goes into surgeries and hip issues.
A lot of downstream effects, yeah.
There are other things going on when you stop strength training, including issues with the metabolism, people gaining weight. So when you stop exercising because your right arm is hurting, you're not just pausing your progress on strength.
You're actually losing.
Yes, yep. You're going in the opposite direction. And a lot of people don't come back from that. A lot of people go, yeah, you know, a year or two ago, I had this issue. And then I never, you know, I gained some weight and then I just never really came back from it. So talk to us, talk to your trainer, connect your physician with us if you'd like. We're happy to do that. We have information that we can give to your physician. If you're dealing with an injury, if you're dealing with a surgery, we want to work with you. Don't stop strength training if you don't absolutely have to.
Nice.
Sweet. All right, brother. I'll see you soon.
See you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to the Perfect Workout Podcast. We hope you found today's episode inspiring and actionable. If you're ready to take the next step in your fitness journey, visit us at theperfectworkout.com for more resources or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who could benefit. Together, let's make fitness simple, empowering, and a part of life well lived. See you next time.